Well, hey, kids, this is The Preacher and the Piano Man, a fun podcast to help kids learn and pray the Bible with their parents. My name's Tyler. I'm the preacher.
And my name's Trevor. I'm the piano man. That's right, Tyler. I didn't forget anything this time. I am here in the studio. I didn't double book this time. I'm ready to go.
And a one, a two, a one, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Take it, Scary Gary.
Happy birthday to you.
Take it, Queen Sparkle Shimmer Puffy Poo.
Well, the happiest of birthdays, dear hamster friend.
And take it, Roomba.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeet!
Tyler, what's happening here? Whose birthday is it?
Trevor, did you forget it's the hamster's birthday? Dude, I literally emailed you an invitation to the email address you gave me.
Oh, I haven't checked my email since last year.
Why did you give me an email then? Well, also, I mailed you a save the date every single week for like 10 weeks straight through the United States Postal Service.
What's the Postal Service?
I had the host announce it during the announcement time at the beginning of church.
You know everyone shows up 10 minutes late.
Well, I also had them announce it during the announcement time at the end of service, too.
Oh, well, you know everyone leaves right as soon as the last worship song's about to begin, because God only wants us the worship to be 60 minutes on Sundays.
That's true. Also, I literally bought you a pet parrot who is only trained to say,
"Don't forget the birthday on Wednesday. Don't forget the birthday on Wednesday."
Oh, yeah, about that. The parrot also knew how to get out of its cage.
Oh, boy. Trevor, I wrote that the hamster's birthday is today on your newborn son's forehead yesterday with a Sharpie.
You wrote it in cursive, and we know I struggle.
Well, hey, kids, it's me, the hamster here, and I'm so glad everyone could attend my birthday today. I turned 10,001 years old today. Woo! We got a kid-sized hamster wheel to run, 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 run. And then we got Chipotle to eat with guac on the top, guac on the top, guac on the top. And we got little hamster water bottles for everyone to sip, 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 sip out of. And we're going to go play pin the tail on the squirrel. And then we're going to have a pinata to hit with this wiffle ball bat right here that looks like a squirrel. And then we're going to go watch my favorite movie, Ratatouille, because it has all 732 of my cousins in it. And the squirrel isn't invited to my party. Woo!
Yep, that's correct. And on today's podcast, not only are we going to celebrate the hamster's birthday, which I totally remembered and would never forget. Tyler, you're going to tell us another Bible story. And, you know, I've got some questions that need clarifying.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end, I'm also going to write a song and kids are going to pray with their parents.
That's right. And today in season 4, episode 6, kids, since apparently Trevor is no good at remembering things, we're going to talk about the most important thing Jesus told us to remember ever, 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 ever. And so when we come to church on Sundays, we take time to remember this super special thing. And some of you kids just thought it was adult snack time, but it's way more important than adult snack time. Even though I love snacks, I will eat literally a whole bag of veggie straws while staring straight in your eye. Crunch.
That sounds great. Let's go ahead and do the podcast.
Hit the theme song, but let's do it in honor of the hamster, hamster style.
Quick time with Yummy Goldfish.
Guess what?
We granted your wish. You get to hear from your bucket list.
Preacher
and the Piano Man.
Putting out your hand in hand.
And this time, it will be grand.
Preacher
and the Piano Man.
Okay, well, kids, our vocab phrase today is an awesome one. It's the Last Supper. And the Last Supper is bread and juice to remember the news that Jesus died for all of yous. And he rose too. Super cool. As followers of Jesus, we actually believe that Jesus' cross and empty tomb, what we celebrate every Easter, is the most important thing to remember. That's why Jesus gave us a celebration meal to remind us of it over and over and over again. Now, at my church, we call this little meal communion, and we eat it together every single week at church. Other churches eat it once a month. Some churches call it the Eucharist, which Eucharist is just this ancient Greek word for gratefulness. And I love that idea. Are you grateful that Jesus died for your sins and then rose from the grave to defeat death and sin forever? Yeah, me too. So that's why we remind ourselves of that by eating this meal in remembrance. And speaking of remembrance, that brings me to an interesting question, Trevor. Besides Jesus, of course, what is your favorite memory?
Oh, man, well, it's got to be this one time I was on vacation in Hawaii with my parents, and they kept telling me I wasn't allowed to go over the reef with my boat because they said it was really dangerous waters back there. But, you know, when they weren't looking, I went right over. And, you know, anyway, I found this giant shiny crab, saved the world, that kind of thing.
Trevor, bro, that's a really, really rad memory, but I'm pretty sure that's not your memory. That's just the Disney movie Moana. Make way, dude.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. Thanks, Lars. Thanks for shining some light on that.
Okay, well, Lars, thanks for sure for shining some light on that. And kids, why don't you help Trevor out? Can you give us a real memory? What's some of your favorite memories?
Well, my favorite memory is going to Disneyland with my parents.
Yeah, my favorite memory is when I was in a rollerblading competition and I got second place.
My favorite memory was the very first second after Nickelback played their last show ever.
My favorite memory was when I was sitting at the lunch table and I opened up my brown paper bag sack lunch to see what my mom packed for me, and she packed accidentally the dog.
Well, my favorite memory was Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address in 1864.
Well, that was like 160 years ago. That couldn't be one of your memories. You're just a kid. But speaking of presidents like Abe Lincoln, my favorite memory was when Ronan the Raptor was voted president of the podcast. Ronan the Raptor. Ronan the Raptor. Ronan the Raptor.
Bobby, batter, bat, woo! If you say my name three times, then I'm here. It's Ronan the Raptor, woo! And my first act as president will be to declare underwear as outerwear. Everyone must wear their undies on the outside. Woo! Awesome memory. What am I even doing here?
Wow. Well, my favorite memory was 5 seconds ago when I figured out that my new dress has pockets. See? Oh, there's a jelly bean in there.
Well, my favorite memory was on one of my birthdays. It was really dark, and I heard someone shouting, "Push! Push! Push!" And then I swam to the light. And when I came out, they said, "It's a boy!" And that was the day I met my mother and father.
Well, my favorite memory was yesterday when I went out to eat and I found some hair in my spaghetti and then went home and watched Cats the Musical. Love it. Love, love, love it.
Okay, scary Gary. Nobody's that scary.
Or Gary.
Right. Well, back to the hamster's birthday party.
Well, hello! This is Queen Sparkle Shimmer Puffy Boo, the unicorn who lives at the church. And as the hamster's godmother, I think we should all take a moment to honor our little furry friend by recalling our favorite memory of him. Who would like to go first?
I'll go. One time the hamster and I rode all the way to Columbus to see my friend who cleans the Columbus Blue Jackets hockey rink. It was so fun.
Dude, let me tell you about the sickest surf session ever, bro. So there I was, like, catching some gnarly waves when suddenly a little hamster bro showed up with his board. He was just, like, chilling on the sand, and I was like, bro, and he was like, bro, and I was like, bro, and he was like, bro, and I was like, bro. So we hit the waves, bro, and it was awesome. And the coolest part was, whenever he wiped out this little dude, he would just shake it off, and he would give me a high five with his teeny little paw, bro, like teeny, teeny little paw, teeny weeny little teeny hamster paw with soft little pink hamster pads, teeny paws. Love teeny paws.
Yeah, that's pretty good, but it's not as good as this one. So me and my friend the hamster and this dragon named Mushu, we're trying to save China and stuff.
No, whoa, Trevor, bro, let me stop you right there, because last time it was Moana, and this time
You're clearly talking about Mulan.
Well, hey there, my little friends. I know I wasn't invited to this party, but I have a memory to share. Just kidding, no, I don't. Who has a good memory about this little furball anyways? But here's what I do know about hamsters. They smell like wood shavings and nacho cheese on the floor of a public bathroom.
Okay, squirrel. All right. Look, I know you two have your little rodent rivalry, but you need to be nice to him. It's his birthday. Now, back to Jesus' Last Supper. It all happened in the upstairs room of a friend's house. It was Thursday night. And later that night, Jesus would be arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then by 9 a.m. the next morning, he would be nailed to the cross. This was an important moment. And that's why we call it the Last Supper, because it was his last meal with his disciples before he died. And this meal, it wasn't just any old Thursday night dinner. It was a special holiday meal for Jewish people called the Passover. It was a religious holiday our spiritual ancestors used to celebrate, kind of like how we celebrate Christmas or Easter. Now, speaking of Christmas and Easter, kids, Easter's right around the corner, so I have a question. Do you have any special traditions you like to do?
Yeah, well, I like to take a bunch of peeps and put them in the microwave for 2 minutes and watch them go blah, 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 boom!
My family and I like to paint the eggs, and then they hide them in the yard, and we go find them.
Ronan the Raptor. Ronan the Raptor.
This is Ronan the Raptor, and I'm back, kids.
If you say my name 3 times, you summon me. And you know what I like to do as an Easter tradition? Every year I go outside, and when I find an egg, I pull up all the grass around that egg, and I eat it! Like a vegetarian raptor. Whoa! This is Ronan the Raptor. Bye!
Okay, Ronan the Raptor, good to see, excuse me, President Ronan the Raptor. Really good to see you again. Hey, Mr. Hamster, what's your favorite Easter tradition?
Well, hey kids, me the hamster here, and I don't know about Easter traditions, but my favorite birthday tradition is to drink 1 cup of coffee and then 2 energy drinks and then eat as many Skittles as I am years old. So I get a caffeine rush and a sugar rush at the same time, and then I play soccer and baseball and football and checkers and I dance, and that's where the hamster dance came from.
Skittles is 179 bags.
Okay, well, that's a lot of Skittles. But Hamster brings up an important point here, kids. Usually our special celebrations involve food, like Thanksgiving. Huge meal, Christmas, Easter. Usually those are huge meals. And guess what? The Passover meal that Jesus was celebrating at his Last Supper involved food. The Passover started like 1,500 years before Jesus' Last Supper, when Moses led the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. Do any of you remember that story?
Hey kids, it's me, the hamster, here again, and I do. One time there was a pharaoh, and that means king, and he was in a country called Egypt, and he was working the Israelites super hard and treating them super bad. And Moses told him, hey, God says let my people go, but he wouldn't. So Moses said, bring on the plagues. And there were frogs and bugs, and the sunshine stopped shining, and there was even an angel of death. And God told the Israelites if they wanted the angel of death to pass over their homes, they needed to sacrifice a lamb and put the blood on their doorposts. And so they did, and they went free, and the slave people defeated big, bad, nasty Pharaoh who probably loved squirrels.
Okay, well, actually, that's pretty accurate. And you know what? In order to remember how God did all that, how he defeated one of the strongest armies in the world for his people, every year going forward, the Israelites would eat a Passover meal. They would drink the wine, eat the bread, eat bitter herbs, even lamb to celebrate God's rescue. And Jesus took this special holiday and he said, from now on, you are going to remember and celebrate me and how I will rescue you from your sins. Luke 22:19 says that at the Last Supper, Jesus took some bread and gave thanks. That's that Greek word Eucharist, kids, to give thanks. And Jesus gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke the bread in pieces and he gave it to the disciples saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then after supper, he took another cup of wine and he said, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you. And kids, That's why we still eat bread and drink the wine or the juice every Sunday. It's to remember Jesus. So actually, kids, the Last Supper, really, it could be called the First Supper. The First Supper of many. Because here we are, 2,000 years later, and we're still eating it to remember him. What a gift that meal is. And speaking of gifts, it looks like the hamster is opening presents. So, Lars, you want to give the hamster the first present?
Yeah, totally, bro. I would love to go first, hamster dude. I want to give you the most awesomest of presents. Here's a Bucky's t-shirt. Beavers are large semi-aquatic rodents who like to totally shred the wave, just like you.
And I would like to give you one coupon for a free ride anywhere you want to go.
Well, hello there, hamster friend. My name is Scarlett, the vice president of the podcast. And on behalf of the kids, we were going to give you 5 pounds of imitation crab. In fact, we bought it 30 minutes ago so it would be fresh. But then we ate it all, because we love it. So here's a $25 gift card to Chipotle instead.
Oh, my dearest hamster friend, this is Queen Sparkle Shimmer Puffy Poo, and I am going to bestow on you the highest honor of the land of unicorn men magic. I today hereby knight you, the hamster, sir, the hamster. We honor thee on thy 10,001st birthday.
Okay, hamster guy. It's me, the squirrel, and I got a gift for you. Why don't you go ahead and open it up?
What? It's me, the hamster here, and you got a gift for me, squirrel? I'm really actually kind of surprised. That's awfully nice. Let me open it up here. Opening, hamster friends. Let's make it into a rap. Opening now. Wow, that's pretty cool. This is, what is this? It's a machine of some sort. On the machine, it says Miraculous Micro Molecular Magnetic Machine of Teleportation. That sounds kind of familiar for me, but I just can't remember where that comes from. So, hey, there's a button that says push me. I'm just going to go ahead and push this.
Wait, no, hamster, no,
don't. Oh, don't touch that. We already had Dunkin' Donuts in that house.
I love this.
I wasn't able to get him the gift that I definitely got for him.
You little scoundrel of a squirrel.
Bro, this is actually kind of gnarly. It's like catching a wave.
It's me, the squirrel, and my plan worked perfectly, you little hamster. Goodbye, my little friend.
Is anyone else noticing that it's taking a long time to teleport us out?
No, that squirrel, he tricked me. No! I pushed the button and it teleported everybody away from my birthday party. All my guests are gone. All the kids are gone. Tyler, Trevor, Queen, Sparkle, Shimmer, Puffy, Poo. The squirrel himself is gone. All of my presents are gone. No! Even the Chipotle is gone.
Well, kids, I guess there's only one thing to do, and that's to close up the podcast. On that note, Trevor, you think you got an awesome song for us today? I hope so, because you're not here. 30 seconds. Let me review with the kids. Kids, thanks for listening today. Your vocab word today is Last Supper. Bread and juice to remember the news that Jesus died for you. Oh, and he rose too. Your memory verse is from our story today, Luke 22:19. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Your prayer assignment today has two steps, kids. First, we want you to read one of the stories of Jesus' crucifixion. You can find them in Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, or John 19. For some of our younger kids, Mark 15, verses 25 through 39. Mark 15, verses 25 through 39 is an appropriate version to read. And after you read, I want you to share the details that stood out to you and remember Jesus' amazing sacrifice. Then pray and tell Jesus thank you for facing such a hard thing for all of us. Last thing here, kids, instead of the squirrel says, since that squirrel isn't here, I'm going to do the hamster says today. And the hamster says two things. One, I want you to go to your children's pastor this week, and I want you to tell him one thing you don't like about squirrels. And then two, I want you to say your memory verse. Do this in remembrance of me. This is the hamster signing off, my little friends.
This right here's the remembrance song.
a song to help you remember everything you need to remember with an 100% success rate. Pretty sure I included everything I needed to. We'll see. I remember my dad's birthday. It's somewhere in March.
Actually, the same week as Halloween.
I remember what I ate last night. It was, I think it was a starch.
Green bean casserole.
I remember the color of bluey. I remember the Titans movie. I remember so many things that it's really hard to keep up. I remember my lefts from my rights, cause my rights are always on the right, yeah.
Right.
I remember everything that I choose to remember. Like if I turn off the lights or the stove, lock my door, pack my lunch. I remember those sometimes. How's the song end again? I forget. Oh, well, let's just stop it right here. All right. Crushed it, I think.